As Florida recovers from Hurricane Frances, the state's major industries are tallying up the cost. Florida's number one industry is tourism. It pumps $50 billion into the state every year, and a hurricane over Labor Day weekend is not good for business. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the potential losses.
What's the best thing about going to a theme park the day after a hurricane?
I mean, we came in today and we didn't have to wait for Shrek at all. Whereas when we came last Thursday, we had to queue up for like 25 minutes, so.
No lines. Dawn Byrne is on her second visit in 2 weeks to Universal Studios in Orlando. And she loves the fact that post-Francis, the park is nearly empty. Michelle Whiteside is visiting from Northern Ireland, and she feels the same way.
No, it didn't spoil her holiday, no. It was just one really bad wet day. No different from home, really.
To find someone at the theme park whose holiday Francis did spoil, one need only look up to the executive office suite.
If you could schedule a hurricane, you probably, in the tourism industry, you probably wouldn't schedule it on Labor Day weekend.
Jim Acheson is the executive vice president of SeaWorld and Discovery Cove in Orlando. For him and others whose lives depend on tourism, long lines at rides are a good thing. And generally, theme parks are guaranteed long lines on Labor Day weekend.
It's important. It kind of ends your summer on a bang, so to speak. And it's the last major holiday before the Northeastern schools are back in session.
This Labor Day weekend, the loudest bang at SeaWorld was the sound of the doors closing for 2 days straight. The park wasn't damaged, but it lost customers. Like other theme parks, SeaWorld does not release financial or attendance figures, but Acheson says the blow from Francis was not insignificant.
It's not a drop in the bucket. It does have an impact on our business, but clearly we have a lot of year left, including some major holidays with Christmas and even the Thanksgiving and Halloween period, and we do a big Halloween promotion here as well. So we're optimistic that we'll be able to make up some of the impact.
Of course, theme parks are just one piece of Florida's tourism industry. There are also beach resorts, golf clubs, restaurants. Francis touched almost all of them in one way or another. Bud Nocera is the president and CEO of Visit Florida, the company that promotes tourism for the state. He says in a surprising way, Francis was actually good for some parts of Florida's tourism industry.
A lot of the inland hotels, a lot of the hotels in the Panhandle in Northeast Florida, and in various parts of the state, took in a lot of Floridians, and there were a lot of crews that were coming into the state, and so there was business for the hotel industry, certainly, that took place over the weekend. It just wasn't the kind of business that we normally would like to be seeing.
He says the state does not yet have a dollar amount for the tourism losses from Hurricane Francis. His company will be working with researchers at the University of Miami to measure the short and long-term impact. But Nocera says he doesn't fear that back-to-back hurricanes will harm Florida's reputation as a tourist destination.
We think the word that's getting out is that Florida is back in business. We're cleaning ourselves up and we're putting our best face forward. And it may take us, for some areas of the state, they're open now. Other areas, it may take a few days or a couple weeks to get back online.
Some tourists say they have no hesitation about returning to Florida for a vacation someday. One visitor to Universal Studios put it this way, "I'd be happy to visit Florida again, just not during hurricane season." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Orlando.